You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora joins us from T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for being with us, Mike. Let's talk a bit more about El Nino and what's been happening in Brazil, Mato Grosso in particular. We'll start with Mato Grosso and the weather there. They were really wet up front in the southern part of Brazil. And then in Mato Grosso, they were really pretty dry, but it appears that things are changing now.
Yeah, they certainly are. Just for everybody listening, when you talk about Mato Grosso, you're really talking about the northern growing areas of Brazil. So leading into January, the northern areas were pretty dry and actually very dry, depending on a number of statistics that you can look at, and also very warm. In the south, it was the opposite problem, with one of the wettest, if not the wettest period since before the mid-1970s, across southern Brazil and Paraguay. Things are changing in that the northern areas are now turning much wetter. So they went from real dry over the first third to half of their growing season, and now they're turning a lot wetter. In the south, the opposite is happening. Even though they've stayed a little bit wet in January, things have been starting to dry out pretty rapidly over the last few days. And we can say with some confidence that it will stay dry over the next 7 to 10 days, and there will be some periods of heat. That will be affecting parts of southern Brazil, but more so Paraguay, which is just to the west, and also a much larger portion of Argentina. So some of these wet areas are now turning hot and dry, and the real question becomes, how long does that last?
Do you have an idea?
Well, we think it's going to last for about 7 to 10 days, which will bring us into next weekend. By next weekend, it looks like the upper-level high that's formed across the region will tend to relax a little bit, and that should allow another storm system or two to roll on through. So we think we will start to see some rainfall once we get into next weekend and into early the following week, so say the last 7 days of January. The exact type of weather we'd like to see down there is a little bit debatable. Hot and dry weather, never a good situation for corn and soybeans, but a lot of these areas were very wet over the last several months, so they need some drying. So in that regard, it's pretty good. Hot weather generally is not ideal no matter what the situation, so we don't really like to see that, but we'll be more concerned about it if it were to last beyond next weekend. That's where we start to get a little bit excited. 3 to 5, even 7 days of heat can't completely derail an entire crop, but it pushes you toward needing to follow it a little bit more, because if it were to last, then that would become a bigger issue. But at this point, we're not overly concerned about it, but we are watching it.
And very shortly last week, we talked a bit about the El Nino. There was a report out today from the government on it that comes out regularly. What did it say, and is this beginning to move out of El Nino stage and to fade?
Well, it is beginning to fade, but it's not ending. It has been a very strong El Nino, the strongest since before 1950, is in progress right now, but it is weakening. And we expect weakening to continue for about 6 to 12 more months.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a good one.
That, of course, Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather. I'm Todd Gleason.